I will share the song Lord I Lift Your Name on High with us.
他们献完诗歌以后 Danny Shaw 跟钱建国两位弟兄会我们做他们的见证。
And Brother Shaw and Brother Chan will come up and share their testimonies with us.
我们把时间交给他们。
弟兄姐妹，复活节快乐！请跟你身边的弟兄姐妹啊，握握手，告诉他主已复活。
Brothers and sisters, Happy Easter! Please greet your brothers and sisters next to you and tell them, God is risen. Jesus risen.
我们感谢主刚才诗班很优美的献唱。
We thank God for the choir and their beautiful voice.
你知道在旧约时代圣殿敬拜的时候是有诗班的。
In the Old Testament time, when you lead the temple worship, there is choir.
就诗班带领众弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜神。
And the choir leads the congregation into worship.
我们感谢诗班的众弟兄姐妹啊，花很多时间来训练。
So we thank our choir for practicing.
我们更感谢徐老弟兄和 Helen 姐妹啊，让辛苦的服侍。
And we thank Brother Xu and Sister Helen for serving in this role.
希望将来我们有更多的机会让诗班跟弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜，一起来。来称颂我们的神。
We pray there will be more opportunities for our choir to lead us into worship.
刚才我们请两个弟兄来做见证。
So we invited two brothers to share their testimony.
弟兄姐妹，你可能觉得为什么要请两个人做见证呢
？You might be wondering why we're asking them to share their testimony.
要让弟兄姐妹明白，复活不是一个理论。
I want to let you know that resurrection is just not just a theory.
复活是一个事实。
It's a fact.
耶稣基督不复活，我们所信的都是枉然。
If he has not risen, then what we believe is in vain.
因为他复活，他如今可以在所有的地方无处不在。
Because he is resurrected, he can be everywhere and be with us all the time.
他可以在我们的生命当中。
He can be in our life.
他在我们中间。
Among us.
他可以改变我们的生命。
He can transform our life.
他给我们的力量。
Give us strength.
他就是我们的盼望。
He's our hope.
所以，巴不得弟兄姐妹，我们在复活的时候，复活节的时候，不仅仅是听一个理论，不是一个理论，它是一个事实。
So as you are celebrating Easter today, it's not just a theory, it's a fact.
好，我们来一起来读这段经文。这一段经文是老约翰，主的门徒被从军到巴摩海岛，因为当时罗马帝国迫害基督徒。他是主耶稣最后的一个使徒，因为前面的使徒全都殉道了。
Let's read together from Revelation. This is a passage where John was being imprisoned, and he was the last disciple of Jesus that's remaining. All the other disciples has been murdered or sacrificed already by this time.
在巴摩海岛是很孤独荒凉的地方，上帝的启示临到他。
He's imprisoned on an island where he's lonely, but the God's Spirit came up to him.
所以在异象当中，他看到了一位主。
And in his vision, he saw God.
他不知道他是谁。
He didn't know who he was.
他见到这个异象的时候，他突然扑倒在地。
But he saw this vision and he fell down.
没有一个人可以站在上帝的面前。
No one can stand in front of God.
我们这脆弱的生命不能承受上帝的荣耀。
Our weak flesh cannot sustain or bear his glory.
所以他扑倒在地。
So he fell onto the ground.
那这一位向他显现的，对他说到下面的话。
And the one that revealed to him said the following.
我们一起来读，先读中文，然后读英文。
Let's read in Chinese first, then read in English.
来，我们起来。我一看见，他要扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说：“不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是幕后的，又是那曾活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，只是活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。”
When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead.Then he placed his right hand on me and said, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
哦，复活的主，我们来称颂你的名。
Father God, we praise you for you have resurrected.
因为你的复活，我们可以成为不一样的人。
Because of your resurrection, we can be different.
因为你的复活，我们生命充满了盼望。
Because of your resurrection, we have hope in life.
因为你的复活，我们能面对明天。
Because of your resurrection, we can face tomorrow.
因为你复活，我们面对人生的黑暗。
Because you're alive, so we can face the darkness in this world.
因为你复活，我们能面对死�aung.
Because you have resurrected, so we can face death.
主，今天我们在这里聚集来庆祝你的复活。
As we celebrate for your resurrection，
你的复活的全能充满我们的生命。
May the power of your resurrection fill our life。
愿你复活的大能充满你的教会。
May the power of your resurrection fill our church。
更新我们的生命。
Transform our lives。
改变我们的生命。
Renew our life。
让我们生命充满复活的盼望。
So that our lives are filled with your hope。
让我们生命充满复活的大能。
Fill with the power of resurrection。
愿今天我们的称颂、我们的赞美能达到你的面前。
May our worship, our praise be pleasing to you。
我们将祷告祈求奉恩主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 今天是星期天。那昨天呢？昨天是星期几
？Today is Sunday. So what was yesterday?
星期六。
Saturday.
那星期六的前面一天是星期几
？What was before Saturday?
星期五。
Friday.
星期五是个黑暗的日子。
Friday was a day of darkness.
是一个流泪的日子
，the day of tears，
是一个痛苦的日子
，day of pain，
是一个绝望的日子
，day of despair，
是一个希望全都熄灭的日子
，the day there is no hope，
是一个背叛的日子
，a day of betrayal，
是一个不公义的日子
，a day of unrighteousness。
门徒们跟随耶稣三年
，the disciples have been following Jesus for 3 years，
这个耶稣居然死在十字架上
，but their master was crucified on the cross。
门徒们痛苦。
They're in pain.
门徒都逃避了耶稣，离开了耶稣。
They fled away from Jesus.
他们失望了。
They were in despair.
那是星期五。
That was Friday.
星期六呢
？How about Saturday?
弟兄姐妹，星期六会怎么样
？What happened on Saturday?
圣经里面只讲星期五，只讲星期天。那么星期六呢
？The Bible talks to us about Friday and Sunday, but what about Saturday?
圣经一个字都没有提。
There's no word mentioned on what happened on Saturday.
为什么
？Why is that?
因为是安息日。
Because it was Sabbath.
所有的人都安息了。
Because everyone was resting.
大家都歇了手上的工作。
They rest all their work.
但是弟兄姐妹要记住一件事情：星期五结束之后，到星期六来临的时候，虽然是安息日，那些耶稣基督的门徒们心中有安息吗？
Even though Saturday was a Sabbath day where all work is rested, but think about the disciples. Do they have rest in their heart?
那时候他们是什么样的日子
？What kind of day was it for them?
星期六是一个困惑的日子，是个迷茫的日子。
It's a day of confusion for those disciples.
星期六是一个没有方向的日子，没有目的的日子。
Without direction, without goals.
我怎么办
？What am I supposed to do?
我的未来在什么地方
？Where am I heading?
门徒们都困惑，都挣扎。
They're confused, they're struggling.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，星期五是流泪的日子，是痛苦的日子。星期六是困惑的日子，是迷茫的日子。
Friday is a day of darkness. Saturday is a day of confusion.
那么星期天呢
？What about Sunday?
庆祝的日子。
A day of celebration.
欢乐的日子。
A day of joy.
得胜的日子。
A day of victory.
是荣耀的日子。
A day of glory.
但是弟兄姐妹，复活的信息，人类是没有的。
But I want to tell you that the message of resurrection is not from us.
在我们中间很多的朋友们，没有信主的朋友们，你的生活当中可能有星期五，有星期六，你的生活中有星期天吗
？If you do not have a relationship with Christ, you probably have Fridays and Saturdays in your life, but do you have Sundays in your life?
你面对人是一个极大的苦难，极大的挣扎，极大的不公平。你痛苦，你绝望，你流泪。然后星期六，你迷茫，你困惑，这个日子怎么过
？As you're facing the storms in life, you might be in pain, you might be in turmoil, you might even be in confusion. And what are you going to go next?
当面对你亲人快死亡的时候，面对你自己快死亡的时候，你的星期天在什么地方
？As you're facing the death of family, where is your Sunday?
但是今天，弟兄姐妹。我们是有复活日的一群人。
But brothers and sisters, I want to remind you that we have resurrection.
我们生活中有星期五，我们生活中有星期六，但是不要忘记了，我们生活中还有个星期天，那是复活的日子。
We have Fridays, we have Saturdays, but I want to remind you we have Sunday, the day of resurrection.
我知道我们中间不是每个人都明白复活。
I know that not many of you, not all of you understand what resurrection means.
人死了怎么可能复活？
How can someone who died and resurrect?
有些人心脏停止了，2个小时以后可能重新 回过来。
You might heard of medical cases where someone's heart stopped beating, but 2 hours later it resumed.
那不是复活。
That's not resurrection.
他只不过受险过来而已。
He just came back and came back alive.
在我们的生活经历当中，我们从来没有见过一个人他死了会复活。
We've never seen someone who would die and bury and then resurrect.
死亡就是希望的结束。
Death is like the end of all hopes.
就是黑暗的来临。
As the beginning of darkness.
你面临死亡，你无可奈何。
And you don't have any choices in front of death.
门徒们知道复活以后就没戏了。啊，这个死亡之后就没戏了。
Disciples know there's nothing beyond death.
所以他们绝望。
So they're in despair.
星期五他流泪，星期六他彷徨。
So they're in tears on Friday and they're in confusion on Saturday.
他们跟随耶稣，他们彻底的失望。
They followed Jesus for 3 years, but now they're in despair.
耶稣挂在十字架上的时候，门徒们都不敢面对这个事实，他们全都离开了。
When Jesus was being crucified, the disciples were not willing to face his crucifixion. They all fled.
都是很胆小。
You can call them cowards.
他们不相信耶稣会复活。
They don't believe that he will resurrect.
耶稣在上十字架之前三次告诉他们说：“我要受死，我要复活。”门徒们听不进去。
Three times Jesus told them before he was crucified, he'll be crucified, buried, and then resurrect.
怎么可能会复活呢？
But how is it possible?
他们不相信复活。
They don't believe him.
所以当耶稣复活以后向他们显现的时候，他们还是不信。
When Jesus was risen and revealed to them, they still don't believe him.
就像我们今天这些人一样，我们相信复活吗？
Just maybe like some of us, do we believe in resurrection? 曾经我们今天都不相信。Maybe we don't believe in the past.
我们觉得不可能。
We think it's impossible.
我们这么聪明的人，怎么可能能相信这种事情？
Someone with our intelligence, how can we believe?
我们跟那些门徒一样。
We're just like those disciples.
我们面对星期五的泪水，面对星期六的彷徨，我们就是不相信。
In our tears, in our confusion, we wouldn't believe.
死就死吧。
Death is death.
这就是门徒们的心态。
That's where they are.
所以弟兄姐妹，历史学家们不明白一件事情，为什么跟随耶稣的人全都离开以后，好像这个运动消失了？是什么力量让这些人重新站立起来
？So when the historians look at this event, they get confused. They all fled, but what caused them to resume their movement?
你读读《使徒行传》
，If you read Acts，
《使徒行传》里面的使徒们，耶稣的门徒们。没有一个是愁苦的，没有一个是胆怯的，没有一个是挣扎的，没有一个是无可奈何的。
When you get into Acts, you see courage, you see boldness in the disciples, and no one of them was filled with fear.
为什么？因为复活的主向他们显现。
And why is that? Because God has risen.
他们知道耶稣基督的确从死里复活了。
They know that God has raised Jesus from death.
他们擦干了眼泪。
They wipe away their tears.
他们不再彷徨。
They're no longer in confusion.
他们要传扬耶稣基督。
And they're willing to spread the gospel.
传什么呢？
What are they spreading?
他传耶稣就是复活的基督。
They're telling people that Jesus Christ has resurrected.
这是使徒们所传的道。我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
这耶稣，神已经教他复活，我们都为这事做见证。
God has raised this Jesus to life, and we're all witnesses of this fact.
今天复活的证据是什么？复活的证据就是教会。教会的存在是向世人宣告耶稣基督是个复活的主。
So what is the evidence of his resurrection? The evidence is the church. Church is the evidence of his resurrection.
没有复活就没有教会。
Without resurrection, there's no church.
没有复活，使徒们早都离开了。
Without resurrection, the disciples would have gone back to their daily life.
这是复活改变了门徒们。
But the resurrection changed them and transformed them.
你知道有人说呀，这个使徒是不是当时心里很痛苦，产生一种幻觉，一种幻想？你大错特错了。
Some people might argue, or maybe they're in their despair, they start hallucinating.
门徒们根本就不相信耶稣会复活。
They never believe in the first place.
他们只是流泪痛苦。
They're just in tears and in pain.
当耶稣真的向他们复活以后，他们改变了。
But when Jesus revealed to them that he's a risen God, their lives are changed.
从此以后他们以自己的生命来见证这位复活的主。
And from then on, they used their lives to witness for Jesus.
这些门徒们没有一个不是为主殉道的。
And all of them became martyrs for Jesus Christ.
彼得倒钉十字架。
Peter was crucified upside down.
多马到印度传福音被枪刺成肉泥。
Thomas went to Africa to share the gospel and was speared to death.
马可到 Ethiopia 最后被打死。
Mark went to Ethiopia and was beaten to death.
没有一个使徒，只有一位约翰，他受重正寝。
There is only one disciple that died of a natural death.
你想一想，耶稣不复活，是谁改变了这些门徒们的生命？
If Jesus wasn't resurrected, how are their lives being changed?
使徒们死了以后，他们的门徒们继续传讲这位复活的主。
When Jesus was resurrected, the disciples continued to share that gospel.
这一张图片，这个图片，这个人生活的年代大概是这样的一个年代。他的名字叫伊格拉丢。
It's a picture of Ignatius of Antioch.
他是彼得跟保罗的门徒。
He is the disciples of Peter and Paul.
他当时是安提阿的教会的领袖。
He is the leader of the Antioch Church.
当时教会处于极大的迫害当中。
The church was under oppression.
他受到罗马政府的迫害。
He was being persecuted by the Roman government.
他们宣判他的死刑，就送到斗兽场，要被狮子来咬死。
And when they sentenced him to his death, they sent him to the gladiator ring and fought.
他从当时的安提阿要乘船很长的时间到罗马去受刑。
So he went from Antioch to Rome to being executed.
他在路上的时候，他怎么说？
On his journey to Rome, he said something.
他说：“我宁愿为基督而死。
I'm willing to die for Christ.
我都不愿意拥有整个世界。
Rather than having the whole world.
我愿意用自己的血来浇灌教会成长的土壤。
I'm willing to use my blood to water the soil of the church.
就是这位早期的教父，这早期的门徒，为主，为复活的主做见证。”他殉道了。
This early church leader sacrificed his life to witness for Jesus.
没有复活的主，没有一个人愿意能承受这样的一个苦难。
If there is no resurrection, I don't believe there's anyone willing to go through this kind of pain.
教会不是十年受逼迫，将近300年的时间遭受各种各样的压迫。
It wasn't just 10 years of oppression, it was 300 years.
我再举一个例子。
Let me give you another example.
这是约翰的门徒。
This is a disciple of John.
他名字叫普利卡普。
Polycarp of Smyrna.
他是一个在当时亚洲的一个门徒，大概在土耳其，今天的土耳其。
He was located in Asia, probably where Turkey is today.
他知道耶稣基督复活是他的主。
He knew that Jesus is the risen Lord and his God and Savior.
他经历了这个复活的主。
He experienced this resurrection.
所以他为主做见证。
So he witnessed for Jesus.
当他们决定要把他烧死的时候
When he is being executed on the, being burned to death.
有人劝他说你背叛基督。
Someone suggested to him, why not just give up your faith?
你向罗马皇帝效忠。
Betray Jesus and surrender loyalty to the Roman Empire.
你就免除这个死刑。
And we'll spare your life.
他讲了一句非常让人心痛的话。
And he said something that will grip our heart.
他说我今年我已经服侍了耶稣整整86年。
And he said, I served Jesus for 86 years.
这86年来耶稣从来没有亏待过我。
In these 86 years, Jesus has watched over me.
我怎么可以背叛我的王我的神。
How can I possibly betray my king, my lord, my God?
最后在火星架上他们捆住他开始烧火的时候
And was he, as he was being burned to death,
他这样祷告
He prayed.
他说父啊我要称颂你的名
He said, God, I praise you.
谢谢你让我配得这样的时辰
Thank you for allowing me to be worthy of this time.
让我与为你同殉道的人一起来喝你的杯
So I can drink this cup of suffering.
父啊让我成为你悦纳的祭
May my sacrifice be pleasing to you.
让我进入你荣耀的同在。
May I enter your glory.
他最后殉难。
And he became a martyr for Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督说：“我死了，我活了，我要活到永永远远。”
Jesus says, I died, I live, and I'll live forever.
他复活以后，他的生命改变千千万万人的生命。
When he came back to life, his life transformed thousands, hundreds of thousands of people.
他让这些门徒们生命中充满了能力。
He filled his disciples with power in their life.
你见到一个人为理论去死 去付一个假设一个理论去献身吗
Have you ever see someone who would you know, give up their life for some sort of theory?
有的
There are people like that.
共产主义运动
You might think of some kind of government movement.
但这个运动能持久 多少年
But how long does this kind of movement last?
但基督的福音从一开始的时候造成逼迫三百年之后大批的圣徒为主殉道
But you can see the movement of Christians not only lasted 10 years, they were being oppressed for 300 years until today.
他们受死的时候他说我配为这个道来献上自己的生命
And when they're being persecuted, they say, I pray that my life is worthy of this gospel.
所以弟兄姐妹今天我们所传讲的不是一个死的基督
So what we're preaching today is not a deadbeat Christ.
是一个复活的基督
is a God who has risen.
只有十字架没有复活耶稣不是我的救主
If there's only crucifixion but there's no resurrection, he's not my savior.
耶稣是我的救主他承担我的罪为我从罪中从死中复活了
He's my savior because he took up my iniquity and he came back to life.
这意味着什么
What does that mean to me?
今天我要跟弟兄姐妹分享三个方面的真理
I want to share with you 3 points.
第一个是告诉我们究竟什么是真
I want to ask you, what is truth?
耶稣是复活的主意味着什么
What does it mean when we say that Jesus is resurrected?
他复活的主意味着他是上帝的儿子他就是神成为人
It means that he is son of God, he became human.
今天你读他的书你听他的教导你应该知道一件你不是可以读可以不读或者是有选择的读
As you're reading his word today, you have to realize you're not given a choice of what to read or what not to read.
他的复活证明他是神的儿子。
His resurrection proved that he is the Son of God.
他讲的话是真的。
And his words are true.
他的话你不可以不听。
You cannot not listen to him.
我读过孔子的书。
I read Confucius.
有一天孔子有一个门徒叫子路。
He's got a disciple as well.
他问孔子。
And he asked Confucius one question.
他说老师啊我要从政。你能不能给我一些教导啊
He asked teacher, hey teacher, I want to go into politics. Any advice?
老师给他两个教导，两个建议。
Teacher gave him two advices.
第一个是说，先知，一个是劳资，先就是先，起先的先，劳就是劳动的劳。意思就是说，第一点，你无论做什么事情，你自己要带头。
Basically, point number one is whatever you're doing, you want to take the lead.
第二个，劳资，你要辛苦，你要劳碌。
And second, you gotta work hard.
那学生问他老师再多讲你可以吗
And so the student asked Confucius, can you explain a little more?
孔子说无倦不疲劳的意思不倦怠的意思他的意思就是说你不要懒惰你不要放弃
And Confucius basically said, don't give up, don't be lazy.
你说这是好不好的教导很好的教导
Is this a good teaching? Yes.
读这个孔子的书我听他的讲道听他讲话我觉得充满了智慧的言语所以我欣赏他我可以听他但是我也可以不听他
As I read the book of Confucius I respect his wisdom I respect his teaching but I have a choice I don't have to listen to him
你看今天许多人从事这个行政工作的人从事领导职位的人他可以先知劳资无倦有几个人真的做到没有人没关系因为孔子讲的话只是人讲的话你可听可不听
So you look at the politicians today, how many of them take the lead, work hard, and, you know, never take shortcut? Well, they choose not to listen.
我读柏拉图的理想国。
If I read, Utopia from Plato's.
Public.
Okay.
孔子那个柏拉图告诉你是什么说这些孩子们呢自小不要让他们听那些靡靡之音这些败坏的音乐可以辅助他们的灵魂所以不应该让他们听这些音乐。
It kind of talks about, you know, preventing the kids from listening to some sort of music.
你说好不好？好。你想不想听？你愿意听，你也可以不听。
But again, you're given a choice. If you want to listen, you can listen, but you don't have to.
所以弟兄姐妹，当耶稣复活的主，他讲的话对我们意味着什么？
But if you look at Christ as he resurrected, what does it mean when, you know, what does his words mean?
一个愚拙的人讲的话，你可以不听。
You know, someone who is foolish, you don't have to listen.
一个智慧的人，像柏拉图、像孔子讲的话，你可听可不听，你可以有选择性的听。
Someone with wisdom like Confucius, you can choose to listen or not.
当上帝对你说话的时候
，But when God is speaking to you,
你没有选择
，You don't have a choice.
你非听不可
，You have to listen.
这是复活的主
丁里说的话。如果他是假的，你可听可不听；如果他是上帝的儿子，你没有选择。
This is Jesus, your resurrected Lord, speaking to you, and you don't have a choice whether to listen or not.
耶稣说：“你的罪赦了。”这句话你可听可不听吗
？And when Jesus says that your sin is forgiven, do you have a choice to listen or not?
耶稣说：“你总要警醒，免得迷惑，免得陷入迷惑哈。你听还是不听？”
When Jesus says you got to watch out in case you fall into temptation, do you listen or not?
我举一个例子，大家可以读这段经文。
Let me give you an example. Let's read this verse together.
这是耶稣讲对门徒们讲的话。耶稣说：“我的朋友，我们一起来。我的朋友，我对你们说，那杀生计的不能再做什么，不要怕他们。我要指示你们，当怕的是谁？当怕那杀了以后，又权柄丢在敌人里的。我实在告诉你们，真要怕他。五个麻雀不是卖两分银子吗？但在神面前一个也不忘记，就是你们的头发也被数过了。不要惧怕，你们比许多的麻雀还贵重。”如果这段话是孔子讲的，你可听可不听。
If it was spoken by Confucius, you have a choice not to listen.
如果是柏拉图讲的，你可听可不听。
If it's Plato, you don't have to listen.
如果是你老板讲的，你可听可不听。
If it's your boss, again, you have a choice not to listen.
但是上帝讲的，你没有选择。
But God is speaking to you.
他讲什么？
You don't have a choice. What is he saying?
他讲你人生有两种怕。
He says there are two fears in your life.
你要去除一种怕，你必须拥有另外一种怕。
If you want to get rid of one fear, you have to embrace the other.
第一种怕是人人都有的怕。
The first kind of fear is always share in common.
你怕失业，你怕失去配偶，你怕失去你生命中的家人，你怕得癌症，你怕儿女叛逆，你怕家庭不和，你怕生了癌症以后不得医治，你怕。
You're afraid of losing things, your career, your family, your spouse, your health.
你生命的某一个时刻一定会怕来抓住你。
And so fear is going to come and grab you at some point in your life.
耶稣说你怕来怕去，怕最后面的总怕是什么？总的怕就是这个杀身体。
And what are you really afraid of? You're really afraid of those who kill the body.
你所有怕的最后就是怕死。
Ultimately, you're afraid of death.
你以为是怕这个怕那个，你的总怕，怕的根源是怕死。
The origin of this fear is death and separation.
你怎么对付这个怕？
How are you going to face this death, this fear?
你怎么面对你生命中的怕？
How are you facing the fear in your life?
耶稣告诉你，让另外一种怕进入你的生命当中。
Jesus says, embrace this other kind of fear.
怕什么？
What are you going to be afraid of?
你当怕的要怕，当怕的是什么呢？当怕那杀了以后有权柄丢在地狱里的，你正要怕他。
He says, "Fear instead, fear him who, after killing the body, has the power to throw you into hell."
你要当怕那一位上帝，他有权柄给你气息，给你生命，他有权柄让你进入地狱。
The right kind of fear is the fear of God who created you, who is giving you life.And who has the power to throw into hell?
如果耶稣不是一个复活的主，他讲地狱，我们就哈哈哈，笑话。
If Jesus didn't raise from the dead, when he's talking about hell, we can just laugh at him.
但是耶稣从死里复活，他告诉你地狱是真的。
But he's resurrected, so we gotta be serious about his word when he says talk about hell.
那是个法庭。
It's like a court.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，当你真的敬畏上帝的时候。你怕上帝的时候，你生命中的怕慢慢就消失了。
So when you have the right kind of fear, the fear of God, the fear of death, then starts to flee away from you.
你对上帝怕的越多，你生活中怕就越来越少。
The more reverence, the more fear you have for God, the less anxiety, the less fear you have for your life.
但是讲到这个还没有讲完。如果仅仅是怕的话，那不是上帝的道。
But the fear itself is not enough.
所以耶稣告诉你另外一件事情，说你看看麻雀，看看头发。
And Jesus tells us to look at the sparrows and to look at our hair.
耶稣讲到很生动，他说你看看你的头发，再看看天上麻雀。
It says, you know, just look at your hair and look at the sparrows in the sky.
上帝是一位爱的上帝。
God is a God of love.
如果没有上帝的允许，一个麻雀都不会掉在地上。
If it isn't God's will, none of the sparrows would fall.
上帝数过你的头发。
God has counted and numbered all your hairs.
Samuel, 你有没有数过你的头发？
Samuel, have you ever counted your hair?
有没有？ Alex, 有没有数过你的头发？
How about Alex, have you ever counted?
数不完，对不对？
You can't really count.
那圣经是告诉我们一个道理，上帝不但是让你怕的上帝，上帝也让你爱的上帝。
So,The Bible tells us that God is not only a God to fear, but God is a God to love.
上帝既让你怕，又让你爱。
He wants you to fear Him, but He also wants you to love Him.
圣经上有个词，说这就叫做敬畏。
And Bible describes that behavior as reverence.
所以弟兄姐妹，我举这样的一个例子告诉弟兄姐妹，复活的主讲的话，你没有选择，你非听不可。
So this is Jesus Christ who is resurrected, who is your Lord and Savior. You don't have a choice whether to listen or not.
今天你知道你的教授讲的话是真的，你怎么知道他是真的？
If you're in school, how do you prove that your professor is saying it's true?
所以弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督复活是把那个终极的实在向你显明出来。
So the resurrection of Jesus Christ shows you the ultimate truth.
他把那 ultimate reality 向你显明出来。
He shows you the ultimate reality.
第二，耶稣复活意味着什么？一个被审判的主成为审判人的主。
And what else does it mean? Second, the resurrection of Christ tells us that the Jesus who is being judged and punished now becomes the judge.
Alex, 耶稣是怎么死的？
Alex, how did Jesus die?
On the cross.
On
thank
the
you.
Cross.
谁让他上十字架的？
Who let him on the cross?
OK, 是谁让他钉谁钉他十字架的
?Who crucified him?
Good, very good.
The Romans.
Alex, not Alex. OK. 耶稣在上星期五那天发生了什么
?The other Alex.
很多的事情。耶稣被判定死刑的时候你还记得他经过什么场面吗
?What happened on Friday? Do you remember some of the, scenes and some of the things that happened?
没听见
他说天变黑了。
哦，天变黑了。
Sky turned dark。
那不错，那是变黑了。那耶稣上十字架之前是有法律审判程序的。
So before he was crucified, there's a process of a judgment.
先由犹太人的法庭审判他。
And it was gone through the Jewish court.
然后由罗马的法庭来审判。
And then through the Roman court.
耶稣很软弱。
Jesus was weak.
好像是有人宰杀，是有人欺负。
He was like a lamb being crucified or being sacrificed.
你看他像小羊羔一样，好可怜，任人屠宰。
Just like a lamb without any, you can't fight back.
今天你敢对抗美国的高等法庭吗？
Are you willing to stand in front of the Supreme Court of U.S. today?
你敢对抗北京的高等法庭吗？
Are you willing to stand in front of the court in Beijing?
法庭手中不但有判你死刑的权利，他还有军队。
The court not only holds the power to decide your fate, but they also have the army.
当犹太的法庭和罗马的法庭说我判这个耶稣死刑
When both the Roman government and the Jewish court announced the execution of Jesus
好像这个大锤子砰咚一声
It's as if the hammer they slammed the hammer and made a decision
定死刑
made the final verdict that Jesus is going to be crucified
耶稣有罪吗
Is Jesus guilty?
耶稣犯过任何罪吗
Does he have any sin?
那你他没有犯任何罪为什么判他死刑
If he hasn't committed any sin or any crime why is he being crucified?
在座的弟兄姐妹我们都有大脑思考的当面临一个强大的权力他判你为死刑的时候你能说什么
Brothers and sisters imagine you were in that place and when the authority declared your death what are you going to do?
我们看看圣经上怎么说
Let's look at what the Bible says.
这是当使徒们传道的时候他们传的信息我们一起来读来
Let's read together.
使徒行传三章十三节亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的神就是我们列祖的神也荣耀了他的仆人耶稣你们把他交付比拉多比拉多定义要释放他你们竟在比拉多面前弃绝了他你们弃绝了圣洁公义者凡求着释放的凶手给你们你们杀了那生命的主神却从死里复活了我们都为之死做见证我是法官我拥有国家机器国家军队现在这儿是耶稣 这儿是巴拉巴，巴拉巴是一个强盗，这儿是个耶稣，没有罪。我来举行判决。
Imagine I'm the judge. On my left hand is a murderer. On my right hand is Jesus. I'm about to give the sentence.
如果你讲公义，耶稣应该释放，巴拉巴被判死刑。
If you're talking about justice, then you will release Jesus and you will execute the murderer.
可是罗马法庭不这么做。
But that's not how the Roman Empire works.
把耶稣钉十字架，释放巴拉巴。
They decided to release the murderer and crucify Jesus.
人靠自己的能力来审判上帝。
And we in our limited knowledge, we decided to judge against God.
但谁的审判究竟是终极的审判呢？
But who is the ultimate judge?
复活的主是告诉你，真正审判的是从死里复活那个耶稣。
So the Jesus resurrection tells you that the ultimate judge is Jesus himself.
如果没有复活，
If there is no resurrection,
在这个世界谁的拳头大，谁就是审判的主。
If there is no resurrection in this world, who's got a bigger fist? Who's got the final word?
如果没有复活的耶稣，谁的嘴巴大，谁就是审判的主。
Maybe who can scream the loudest is the one with authority.
但是耶稣复活是告诉你，真正审判那些审判人的是上帝。
But his resurrection tells you that the real judge, the ultimate judge, is Jesus Christ himself.
我们中间，我们用我们脑子来思想，这个世界有多少的公正
？If we think about all the injustice in this world,
罗马的法律系统是相当不错的。
The Roman Empire has a fairly good law system,
就像今天的美国的法治系统一样。
Just like the U.S., it's got a pretty good law system.
但是，它审判是代表上帝的审判吗
？But do their judgment reflect God's judgment?
弟兄们，像我们在我们个人的生活当中
，If you think about your personal life，
我们想要审判这个事情。
Let's think about judgment。
世界上只有两种人
，There are really only two kind of people in this world。
一种人是钉别人十字架的人
，One kind of people are those one who crucify others。
一种人是自己被钉十字架的人
，The other ones is those who crucify themselves。
换句话说，一种是陷害别人的人。
And the other way of saying is one is the one that you hurt others and you damage others.
另一种是自己被伤害的人。
And sometimes you hurt yourself. That's the other.
在座的弟兄姐妹，你想想你自己，多少的时候你伤害别人，有多少的时候你伤害自己，把别人伤害你。
So if you think about how often do you crucify other people, or how often do other people crucify you?
你说世界上有两种人，倒不如说世界上我们每个人都是这两种人。
Or you can say, you know, we belong in both group.
有的时候，我们伤害我们周围的人。
There are times we hurt people around us.
有的时候，我们别人伤害我们自己。
There are times where we hurt ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，有没有这样的事情
？Do these kind of things exist?
很多时候，我们审判别人。
There are a lot of times we judge others.
但很多时候，我们让别人来审判我们。
And there are also times where we let other people judge.
我们每天都在做审判。
Every day we're in this process of judging.
有的时候我们审判别人，有的别人审判我们。
We're judging others, others are judging us. We're hurting others, others are hurting us.
但是有没有想过，谁是真正的审判者
？Have you ever thought about who is the real judge?
上帝的孩子，你不应该伤害别人。
As children of God, you shouldn't hurt other people.
但在我们的生活中，我们常常伤害我们周围的人。
But in our lives, we just happen to hurt others.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，特别我们中间还不认识耶稣基督赦免之爱的人。
Brothers and sisters, if you're here and you don't understand the love of His forgiveness,
你在你生活的几十年当中，你伤害过多少人
？Just think about how many people you've hurt in your life.
你以为没有审判吗
？Do you think there's no judgment for that?
你以为做这些别人不知道吗
？Do you think that you can go in darkness in secret and no one would know?
复活的主是审判的主。
The resurrected God is the God of judge.
那被审判的已经成为审判人的。
The one being judged is now the ultimate judge.
那我们自己，别人伤害我们呢
？Well, we think about ourselves when other people hurt us.
在我们生活当中，我们常常受到伤害。
We often being hurt by others.
你的配偶可能伤害你。
Maybe it's by your spouse might hurt you.
你的老板可以钉你十字架。
Your boss might crucify you.
你周围的人可以审判你。
People around you might judge you.
他用指责你。
He might point out where you fall short.
你审判我要反审判。
You judging others, they'll judge you equally.
但是复活主告诉你。
The resurrected God tells you.
人间这些审判虽然重要，但不是最重要。
Even though these worldly judgments are important, but it's not the ultimate.
真正审判人的是那位复活的主。
The ultimate judge is the Lord of resurrection.
圣经上说，当审判日来临的时候，我们口中每一句话都要成为定我们罪的那个证据。
And the Bible tells us that on the day of judgment, every word that we say out of mouth will become an evidence against us.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，复活的主在十字架上的时候很卑微，很可怜。
So, brother and sister, when you look at Jesus Christ being crucified, you see that he is in humbled, he's pity.
有的时候我们看是现在一些话，那些关于耶稣基督十字架的话，耶稣好可怜，挂在十字架上。
And there's really nothing to look upon when he's being crucified.
何等的软弱。
All you see is weakness.
他为什么那样受难？
And why is he being crucified?
为我们的罪。
For our sin.
但那仅仅是耶稣的一面。
But that's only one side of him.
耶稣复活，他圣经上说，天上地下所有的权柄都交给我了。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ tells us that all the authority from heaven and from earth are given to him.
耶稣的约翰说，我死了。我又活了，我要活到永永远远。
Jesus tells John that I die, I live, and I'll live forever.
今天，如果你受到别人的审判，不要忘记了，耶稣才是真正的审判。
If you're being persecuted today, you're being judged today. Just remember, he's the ultimate judge.
当你听到法庭上这个锤子下落声音的时候，你要记住一点，那不是上帝的法庭。
If you feel like the final verdict is already given, the hammer has slammed, remember this is not God's court.
我们尊重人间所有的权柄。
We respect the authority of this world.
但是我们永远不要忘记，复活的主才是真正的审判的主。
We need to remember that the resurrected Lord is our ultimate judge.
第三个信息，我今天要请所有的弟兄姐妹记得。
The third point I want you all to remember.
耶稣说：“我死了，我又活了。”
Jesus says, "I was dead, and behold, I am alive."
并且活到永永远远。
I am alive forever and ever.
复活的信息就是生命的信息。
The resurrection of Christ is a message of hope.
复活的信息就是充满盼望的信息。
It's a message of life filled with hope.
弟兄姐妹，很多时候我思想这样的一个画面。
A lot of time I have this picture in my head.
如果没有复活，
If there is no resurrection,
整个世界像一个什么呢？
What does this world look like?
没有复活的世界就像一个巨大的牢房。
And I have this picture of this world looking like a giant prison.
有的人靠自己手中的权力都多占了一块空间。
You might have more power and so you have a little more space.
有些人呢没有权力就少占了一点空间。
You have less power, you have a little corner.
有些人很有智慧把自己的空间装潢得很漂亮。
If you have a lot of wisdom, you decorate your prison cell.
然后告诉周围的人说来看看我的空间多美多荣耀。
And tell people to come and invite them into your prison cell and show them how pretty it is.
但是所有的人都是囚徒。
But all of us are prisoners.
没有复活，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，人都是死亡的奴隶。
If there is no resurrection, we're all prisoners of death.
所有的人都是罪的奴隶。
We're all slaves to sin.
没有一个例外。
There is no exception.
你知道 Samuel Johnson 讲过一句话。
Samuel Johnson once said.
Samuel Johnson 是英文里他第一个编撰这个英文大字典的人。
He's the first one that put together the English dictionary.
他说在所有的生物当中，只有人最特殊。
He's saying all the creatures, there's only human that's different.
他生下来会哭。
It'll cry when we're born.
他活着他会抱怨。
And when we're living, we complain.
他死的时候他叹息。
And we're dying, we're sighing.
他会失望。
We have despair.
我想在座的没有一个人逃避他所讲的这种状态。
And none of us escape this condition that he's describing.
没有复活，我们都是死亡的囚徒。
If there is no resurrection, we're all prisoners of death.
耶稣基督从死里复活，要活到永永远远，对我们意味着什么
？So what does it mean when Jesus says, "I am alive forever and ever"?
我们中间很多人实在是不明白，以为复活啊是什么？就像我昨天死了，今天我又活过来，那就叫复活。弟兄姐妹，那不叫复活。
Some of us think, just because I was dead today, yesterday, and I'm alive today, that's not really what we're talking about here.
拉撒路死了
Lazarus was dead.
他又活了
And he was alive again.
他身边没有什么改变
But there is no transformation in his life.
他还活在那个小村庄里头。
He's still living in the same city. He's not going anywhere.
他是空间限制。
He's still restricted by his geographic location.
他只能活一百岁，然后结束了。
He can live maybe for another 100 years and he'll die.
他是时间限制。
He's still limited by time.
现在不是有人说吗？现在科技可以帮助你，将来我们可以活得不死。
Maybe some people would say, well, with the advance of technology, we might not have to die in the future.
但是不要忘记了一件事情。
But don't forget.
拉撒路活了，拉撒路的生命当中仍然被罪所渗透。
Lazarus came back to life, but he's still bounded by sin.
如果我们真的移民到火星上面去，你放心好了，将来火星上那个社会跟我们地球是一样的。
Even we immigrate to like Mars, it will still be the same society.
会有战争。
We'll have wars.
会有腐败。
It will be corruption.
无论到什么地方去，摆脱不了罪的捆绑。
Regardless of where we go, we cannot escape sin.
耶稣从死里复活，不是这个像拉撒路那样的复活。
But the resurrection of Jesus is different from the Lazarus coming back to life.
他不再受时间的限制，他活到永永远远。
He's no longer bounded by time. He'll live forever and ever.
他可以住在所有人的心中，他不受空间的限制。
He's not limited by space, and he can live inside of us.
那个生命里头没有一点点罪的成分。
And there is no sin in him.
那叫永生。
That is called everlasting life.
耶稣说：“我把这样的生命赐给你。”
And he says, "I'm giving this life to you."
如果他不是死了复活了，他只是个悲剧英雄。
If he didn't die and resurrect, he's only a tragic hero.
弟兄姐妹，今天我要请弟兄姐妹思想一个问题：什么是永生？
I want you to think about what is everlasting life.
耶稣不复活，我们都在这个死亡的大囚牢里头。
If Jesus didn't resurrect, we're all prisoners.
什么叫永生呢？
What is eternal life?
打个比方说，这是一根线。
Let me give you an analogy. This is a cable. This is a wire.
这个线很长很长。
This cable runs very long.
没有终点。
There is no end.
代表永恒。
This represents eternity.
当然，我们这个线不是永恒的，对不对？到那儿就结束了。
Obviously, this cable ends somewhere over there.
永恒就是无限的，两边无限的伸展。
Eternity is like a line that goes on forever.
那么什么是我们的生命呢？
But what is like our life?
我给你看看这个，在这个永恒的线里头
in this line of eternity,
这就是你的生命。
This blue piece of paper represents your life.
这就是人类的历史。
This is our history.
这就是地球的历史。
This is the history of our earth.
宇宙的历史。
Or even the history of the universe.
那你在哪儿？
And where are you?
就在这儿。
You're somewhere on there. Very little.
一百年。
Maybe 100 years.
一千年。
1000 years maybe.
复活是什么？
What is resurrection?
复活生命是什么？
What does a resurrected life looks like?
不是罪的捆绑。
You're no longer bounded by sin.
不再是空间的捆绑。
You're no longer bounded by space.
千年。
Thousands of years.
百万年。
Millions of years.
亿万年。
Billions of years.
这是耶稣复活所成就的。他为什么呢？我来是把生命赐给你。
He says, I come to give you life.
但是我们认为他们不如我聪明。
We think that he's not as smart as we are.
耶稣怎么可能有我聪明？
How can Jesus be smarter than me?
我活在二十一世纪。
I'm in this 21st century.
我都有两个 PhD 啊。
I got two PhDs.
我多了不起。
Look at me.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣从来不贬低我们的知识。
He never undermined our knowledge or our mind.
他告诉你，没有复活，你的生命就是在一个大的囚牢里头。
But he tells you, without resurrection, your life is like alive in the prison.
就这么点儿。
That's about it.
就这么点儿。
It's only a dot.
你追求，你挣扎，你注目，就在这儿。
You struggle, you dream.
前面是黑暗，好像后面也是黑暗。中间就这么点儿。
It looks like there's darkness in front of you, darkness ahead of you.And you're only there.
复活是说，我把我的生命给你，让你的生命涌入到神的生命里头。
Resurrection, Jesus tells us through resurrection, He's giving His life to you, so you can have a life with God.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, this is our hope.
这点点的时间里头，有多少的心酸，多少的眼泪，弟兄们。
How much heartache, how much tears do we experience through just this little glimpse of time?
你看看你的星期五的那一天。你痛苦，你流泪，你挣扎，你绝望。
Look at your Fridays. You're in despair. You're struggling. It's like there's no hope.
家庭破裂，亲人离开世界，是前途没有指望。
Maybe it's like a broken family. Your family is loss of family members, and there's like no hope in front of you.
来看看你的星期六。
Look at your Saturday.
我活着干嘛？我在这儿做什么？
What am I doing here? Why am I living?
就这么点儿。
This is all I got.
下一步呢？
Where am I going next?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你生活中有星期五、星期六，没有星期天，你就是活在一个监牢里头。
Brothers and sisters, you only have Fridays and Saturdays, but you don't have Sunday. You're living in a prison.
耶稣基督从死里复活了。
But Jesus Christ has resurrected.
他说我要活到永永远远。
He says, I am alive forever and ever.
他说我是初熟的果子。
He says, I'm the first fruit.
你们将来都要像我一样。
And you'll all be like me.
这叫永生。
This is eternal life.
这叫福音。
This is the gospel.
这是好消息。
This is the good news.
这是上帝白白赐给你的。
And God has freely given to us.
今天弟兄姐妹，如果你生活当中有星期五，如果你生活中有星期六，不要忘记了，我们活在星期天。
Brothers and sisters, if you're going through Fridays, you're going through Saturdays, don't forget you're living in Sundays.
圣经上从来没有说你生活中没有星期五。
Bible never promises, never tells us that we won't experience Fridays.
圣经上从来没有说你生活中没有星期六。
It never tells us that we won't experience Saturdays.
我们有眼泪。
We will have tears.
我们有失望。
We will have.
有的时候我们不知道方向在哪儿。
Sometimes we don't know where we're going.
但是不要忘记了。
But don't forget.
我们有星期天。
We have Sundays.
耶稣复活了。
He is risen.
弟兄姐妹跟我说，耶稣复活了。
Please say it after me. He is risen.
他是我们的盼望。
He's our hope.
有的时候我们心灵深处觉得，我在里面像个沙漠一样。
Sometimes we feel like we're going through a desert.
炎热。
It's hot.
枯干
，It is dry。
不要忘记了，耶稣是活水。
Don't forget, He is the living spring of
water. 没有什么问题他不能解决的。
There is nothing that He cannot solve.
有时候我们里面就像一个哑巴一样，没有歌在飘出来。
And sometimes it's as if we forgot how to speak, and there is no song in us.
唱不出歌来。
We don't know how to praise.
没有喜乐。
There's no joy.
复活的主就是我们的喜乐，是我们的歌唱。
And the resurrection, the Lord of resurrection, is our Lord, our joy, our song.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。信靠耶稣基督的人，你应该是一个充满盼望的人。
And brothers and sisters, those who believe in Jesus, you should be filled with joy.
在耶稣基督里的人，你应该是充满生命能力的人。
If you're in Jesus, you should be filled with power.
因为这位死里复活的主，如今在我们中间。
Because He is alive and He is among you.
在我们的里面。
He is in us.
星期五过去了。
Friday has passed.
星期六过去了。
Saturday is gone.
今天是星期天。
Today is Sunday.
复活主日。
Easter.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
当你经历星期五的时候，经历星期六的时候，复活的主在等候你。
As you're going through Fridays and Saturdays, just remember, the Lord of Resurrection is waiting for you.
他要进入我们的生命当中。
He's waiting to enter into our life.
如果你觉得自己太有智慧。
If you think you have all the wisdom,
你找不到，永远也找不到星期天那个复活的盼望。
You might not find the Lord of Resurrection, the hope of Sunday.
只有他来到我们的生命当中。
Only when He comes into us,
我们愁苦可以变成欢笑。
Our bitterness can turn into joy.
我们软弱可以变成刚强。
Our weakness will be turned into strength.
我们绝望可以变成盼望。
Our despair will be turned into hope.
今天，爸爸，你敞开你自己的心门。
I pray that you'll embrace Him today.
接受耶稣基督，我们你还没有认识耶稣基督的人，你接受复活的主进入你的生命当中。
If you don't have a relationship with Him, I pray that you'll receive Him today.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你为我们死。
Father God, we thank you for you died for us.
也谢谢你为我们活。
And thank you, you live for us.
也谢谢你活到永永远远。
And you live forever and ever.
你是我们的主。
You're our Lord.
你是我们的神。
You're our God.
你是我们的盼望。
You're our hope.
我们要称谢你。
And we praise you and thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
祷告奉恩主耶稣的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。